Chris Miles in the afternoon here at Y01 Radio for your Wednesday. On the line right now, we've got Keith Morris, who's the chair of Active York and also head of sport at University of York. Let's talk York Sports Awards. So this is very, very special, aren't they, these awards? They're happening in April and people have already nominated. You've had a record number of applications for these awards as well, haven't you?
Well, it's happening on April the 20th at the racecourse. A new venue, and yeah, this year it's been really encouraging. We've had a record number of nominations, record number of award categories. We've got 17 award categories. The amount of nominations is taking us aback, really. And the Coach of the Year award, we had 19 nominations alone. There's a lot of people in the city doing great things, whether that's playing, volunteering, or helping drive activity in the city and sport in the city. And it's nice that people have taken the time to nominate and recognise those who are making the stuff happen.
So you're currently posting all these wonderful finalists on social media, etc., and we're going to be announcing a few of those as well on the radio. How difficult was the process of choosing all these finalists?
Yeah, very. Short answer. Very, very difficult because, well, the range of categories enables recognition. And then once you get into the individual categories, well, the range of nominations and the achievements of those being put forward, it's quite humbling. And as the chair, we've been running the awards for a number of years, and obviously it had a bit of a hiatus for obvious reasons over the last few years. And when it kicked off again last year, it was such a celebration and such a feel-good night, and I would encourage anyone who wants to get involved to come along and get tickets, because it was a really good experience. Tanya Arnold, ex-BBC, compares the evening. We're bringing together so many people from such a diverse background and diverse level of activities and ability, to be honest. And it's just, that's reflected on the night, and that's what brings the challenge in the process as well, I guess.
Because sports are very proud things. A lot of people that do sport in all different kinds of fields of sport and every single corner of sport. And everyone is really proud. I know my friend Dave, who listens to the show, he was straight on the heels of this and said, I need to put forward my cricket teams because they are just amazing people that take part in cricket. And it's so diverse, you know, the wide range of backgrounds of all the cricket players. But yeah, it goes for all sport, doesn't it? And everyone is proud.
People have pride in various different things, and it doesn't necessarily have to be teams, clubs that are winning things. Involved in grassroots football or netball as I am, you know, they'll be recognised from those across the community. Sometimes just getting a team out every week can be the sport of pride, or having a goalkeeper, personal recognition, I'm off there a bit later, but, you know, a goalkeeper who's never been told to pick up the ball by halfway through the season, making saves, worldly saves that would fit on match of the day. Just the achievement to someone not running the couch to 5K or setting up an activity where they're engaging the seniors who haven't been out the house for a while and gaining confidence or learning to swim at whatever age. You're right, it's not just sport, it's activity, it's active well-being. And they're at all different levels, and hopefully that's what's reflected in these awards. And that's definitely the purpose of the awards. It's give the City of York a platform to recognise those who are achieving not just fantastic sporting achievements. And we've got everything. We've got everything from Olympians all the way into real community feel activity. And that was the purpose of the awards, and hopefully we can do it justice on the night.
I'm sure you will. My son has just recently started a basketball, joined a basketball club on a Saturday as the Eagles, and he's having such a whale of a time. And you know, he's not going anywhere in leagues or anything. He literally just started, but you can see the caliber of those players, and you just know they're going to be doing great things on the horizon. But just right now, he's just having so much fun getting to know the sport, getting to know his own abilities as well. And this is what counts with these awards as well. If you're not a finalist, I will implore you to try and buy tickets to go to this event, because, you know, it's just nice to show solidarity and support for other sports as well. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a night of celebration. It's a night of recognition, to recognise and to hear the stories with Tanya on the stage. It's quite a humbling, motivating and inspiring evening. Some of the finalists and the reason why they are finalists, they're inspirational characters in their own way.
How do we get tickets then? Because I'm sure there's people listening right now chomping at the bit to try and get their hands on them?
Go to the York Sports Awards website. If you just Google York Sport Awards, that'll take you to the website. The ticket information is on there. Ticket prices are £65 for a premium ticket. That includes a three-course meal and a premier table location, or the £50 for the three-course meal, or £35 for concessions. You know, what we found in the past, it's a good opportunity for businesses or groups of friends to want to have a night out, but also to treat friends and colleagues and to have an inspirational and enjoyable evening. I'm biased, but it really is.
Keith, thank you so much indeed for your time. Really appreciate it. And here's to next month.
Yeah, I appreciate your time, Chris. Much appreciated. Thanks very much.